Mishnah 5, the fifth Mishnah in the fifth chapter in Perakeh of Zavin. As was explained previously, we're continuing to talk about how a Zav can affect Tumah. And we know that a Zav can only affect Tumah when it is fit to lie or sit on. Again, if most of his weight is bared upon it, is placed upon it. And similarly, if a person who is Tahor then lies on a chair or a bench that the Zav previously bore his weight on, he would become this individual who is Tahor, who then comes along and sits on it or lies on it. Most of his body needs to be placed upon it in order to contract the Tuma of the Zav's Mishkav. And that is essentially what our Mishnah is going to continue to discuss. Hatame al miksas hamishkav, vatahor al miksas hamishkav. Tame. If a person who is tame rests on an item, and what is important here is to understand, he's only on what's called the miksas hamishkav. He's on the lesser part. So this individual who's tame is only slightly resting on something, where the person who is pure is on what's called miksas hamishkav, is also just on a little bit of this item, he would actually, this person who is tahor, would become tameh. And the reason is because, since even though he's only sitting on a little bit of this item, since most of the zav, and most of the person who is originally tahor is actually resting on this mishkav, even though it's on a small part of this mishkav, since it is bearing most of the weight, the person would become tameh, because it has nothing to do with how much you are sitting on the item, but rather how much the item is supporting you. Mishnah continues. Miksas tameh al hamishkav, miksas tahor al hamishkav, tahor. In the case where one person who is tame, for example, the Zav, is sitting on a Mishkav. And there the reason is because since this person who is tame is only Miksas al Mishkav, he's only a little bit on this bench, let's say, whereas Miksas Tahor al Mishkav, and this person who's Tahor is only a little bit bearing his weight on this Mishkav, on this bench, let's say. And therefore, since the actual item is not bearing the majority of the weight of the Zav, it does not become Tameh, does contract Tuma, so the person who is Tahor, who's sitting on it, who's resting on it, who's bearing some of his weight on it, would still remain in the status of purity. Nimtzeis Tuma Nichneses Lo, V'yotzeis Mimenu B'miuto. And there the Mishnah says, that the rule is that Tuma goes into the Mishkav, actually gets conveyed to the person who is Tahor, who rests on it, even if their weight is, even if they're only sitting, let's say, on a small part of this Mishkav, of this bench. Because as we said so before, it is not what percentage of the item you are on, but rather how much your weight is being rested, borne on that item itself. If a loaf of truma rests on the zav's mishkav, and there's a piece of paper, so meaning you have this piece of paper sitting on a bench, and you have a loaf of truma which on this piece of paper, which of course this paper is quite thin. In such a situation, it doesn't matter if the loaf is above the Mishkav or below, which is actually on it itself, it would not affect, the loaf would actually become protected and would remain in the status of purity, of Tahor. And Mishnah just teaches us this final halacha that says the following, V'chid be'evan ha-menugas Tahor and Rabbi Shimon mitame vazo. In the situation where you have a stone emin regas, which is a tsaras, a stone that has tsaras, and this stone is above, let's say, lying on the truma, so either the stone is below or above, and also you have paper, however, in between the stone and this loaf, that would also protect and your truma, and it would still be in the status of purity and tahor. Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and he says, no, that the level of the stone is actually more severe. It has a status almost like a dead body, in which case it is able to render tuma, like almost like an ohel, and it would in fact make the loaf of bread, this loaf of truma, would become impure, level of tuma, because it has a greater ability to impart the tuma, like a dead body, as opposed to our previous case with like a person who is a zav, or the mishkaf of a zav. The halacha is not, and according to Rabbi Shimon, we actually see that this Evan HaMenugas does not have this ability to emit tuma like a dead body. The next mission of Vav, Hanogea Bazav, Uba Zava, Vanida, Violades, Umatsora, Bamishkav, Umoshav, Metamish, Naim, Uposel, Echad. If a person touches a Zav or a Zava, a Nida, a woman after she gave birth, a Mitzora, or this Mishkav or Moshav, any one of these five things, a person is able, renders impure in two ways. It makes something metame in two different ways, and it's posel, and it makes one thing unfit. So let's explain. It's because a person who touches any one of these actually impacts both their kelim, impacts their garments and their clothing, and any vessels that what person touches. As long as, so if you're touching one of these people and you're also wearing clothing, or you're touching a kelim or vessels, all those things also become Mitame himself. Why? Because if you are touching one of these five people, you're as if you are connected to them, you are almost part of them, and you become an Av Hatuma. And an Av Hatuma is able to impart Tuma in a way of Rishon Lutuma, which makes things like Chulin, which makes food items, a Sheni Lutuma, which would then become, which would then make Truma unfit as a Shalishi Lutuma. That's what it means by it renders impure too, and it makes one thing unfit. It makes that truma unfit, and it has ability to contract in two different directions, tuma as well. However, once a person removes himself, peresh mitame echad uposel echad. Again, these are concepts which we've seen before in our masechta. That once you've removed, you're no longer touching this source of tuma. Then you would only be able to metame in one way and posel in one way. And what are they? They're the following. Since now you are a Rishon Lutuma because you touched this Nida or the Zav, and therefore you have an ability to impart Tuma in the following way. You make something which would be Chulin Isheni Lutuma, and Truma would become unfit as a status of a shlishi lutuma. And finally, just to conclude, echad hanogev, echad hameset, ve'echad hanose, ve'echad hanisa. Doesn't matter if you touch these things, or you move them, or you carried them in any way, or was carried by them, even without moving them, or in any one of these ways, if you came in contact, you'd be able to impart either, again, as discussed before, a rishon or a sheni, tame or truma as unfit. Again, whether you touch them or move them or any one of these manners, and doesn't matter if it is moved or not, or placed on and you bear your weight on it or not. In all these ways, you have an ability to impart these various levels of tuma. And that is the end of the sixth Mishnah.